Hey, everybody. This is the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your girl, Jessie Mae Peluso. Thank you guys for tuning in. Every week we do this together, and I appreciate your support. If you love the podcast and you want to leave a review, go to iTunes. Tell me how you feel and tell me what your favorite part of the podcast is and who you want to see on it as a guest. And if you want to watch the podcast, you go to youtube.com/ Jessie Mae Peluso, and you can watch a video for free. We will be migrating soon, but for now we're going to be at YouTube and it is available and free for your viewing pleasure. Speaking of viewing pleasure, if you want to view me more, you can book me on Cameo app and I can make you a custom video for anybody, everybody, your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your new stepmom, your boss, whoever, however, shoot me a message on the Cameo app and you can book me for a custom video. And shout out to our sponsors, Mudwater. You guys know I gave up coffee. Begrudgingly, I gave up coffee because I just couldn't handle it. It's too much. Too much. So I had to switch it up. I switched it up to a little bit of Mudwater. That's how I start my mornings. You guys can start your mornings that way too. We're giving you 15% off your entire order using code JessieMayMud at your checkout. MUDWTR.com/ Jessie Mae. Use code JessieMayMud. And if you want to straighten your teeth, are your teeth crooked as fuck? Did you fall down a flight of stairs? Did you chew on something hard and one of your teeth shot out? Did someone punch you? Whatever the reason is, I'm not here to judge you, but if your teeth are crooked as shit, we can fix them up. Bite and I have combined forces. You can use code Jessie Mae to get $100 off your aligners to straighten your crooked ass, busted ass, Stonehenge teeth. Go to the link in the show descriptions and use code Jessie Mae to get your discount. And this week's episode is featuring one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, my sister from another mister, my long-lost platonic life partner. We go in deep about life, about the value of a relationship, what constitutes a healthy relationship, and also how to kind of live life in a more fulfilling way without the need of another person besides yourself. We go deep with my girl, one of my nearest and dearest, you guys know her, Miss Carly Aquilino.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's gonna get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional.
Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get.
It's raw, uncut, and funny.
It's me.
Y'all, we don't need any introduction for this next motherfucking guest because I know her best. Yes, I do.
Is your audio still working?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Oh, excuse me.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3 at that point.
I have said at that point, probably about a... My favorite part.
You got to fix the hair in the front and you got to fix the headphones, the cans at that point.
But you usually when you do it, you have no headphones on.
No. And my hair is up in a bun and I just have like one baby hair that's hanging out and I just fiddle with that.
There's definitely a situation that's happening.
I also want to say I am drinking at 4 p.m.
Oh, excuse me. Why do I hear an echo? Do you hear an echo?
I don't know. Is it my mic?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I can hear me. Somehow I hear me. Wait, I'm pouring a beer too. I texted you and I said, listen, my edible's going to kick in and I want a day beer. Oh God. And it's, oh no. Oh no.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Did you overflow it? Oh, out of a coffee cup. Okay, because it's the afternoon. Okay.
It is the afternoon.
Did your hair grow a foot?
I don't know what happened.
What the fuck happened over there?
Wait, look. When I put my sunglasses on.
Okay.
You have to see what I look like. Here we go. Tell me I don't look like a dude from the 1970s.
Oh, 100%. Or a girl.
Oh, really?
70s.
Am I giving girl vibes? Do you ever feel like that? Like sometimes your masculine is leading more in the day than your feminine?
Mostly every single day, yeah. People mistake me for a man more times than I'd like to admit. And it's because I don't have a fat ass. And it's because I have no curvature of my body. I'm just a straight line.
I don't appreciate you talking about my friend that way. A. B. I don't think you've ever seen my friend because you have curvature. There's curvature. There's curvature. And not only is there curvature, there is a shelf.
There's a what?
A shelf.
Oh, there is a shelf. There's a candle from TJ Maxx laying on it right now.
You have that. The most perfect boobs.
Thank you.
They're the most symmetical boobs I've ever seen in my life.
But they get the job done.
Do you know what your tits remind me of?
Oh my God, please tell me. Is it the inside of the Sistine Chapel?
They remind me of a mermaid. You have mermaid tits.
Get out of here. Just gave me so much confidence.
You really do.
I'm really flattered by that. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I think they remind me of a Disney princess who lives in the ocean.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You've seen them probably more than anyone I've even ever dated.
Oh, I've seen them quite. Every time I see you, I see them.
Quite frankly.
At that point. Cheers. Wait, excuse me. Not only is it a mug.
Oh, doctor. Okay.
Yeah, it's technically this is a Monday, so it's Dr. Paluso Monday. So if you have any ailments,
oh, okay,
I can help you with them. If you have any sort of,
by the way, that mug is the most TJ Maxx thing I've ever seen in my life. There's no way you purchase that from anywhere other than Oh, what's it called? Ray Dunn.
Yeah, Ray Dunn has candles and amazing mugs at TJ Maxx. At that point.
At that point, yeah. At every point. There's no way that mug is from anywhere else.
No, it's in, by the way, don't think I haven't bought everyone I know their name.
Wow. So you customize it, you mean?
No, they have like, you know, I got an Emily one and then I got,
wow.
There was a couple other names like a Liz and a Chris.
Wow. See, I don't even think I've ever in history been able to find my name in any type of thing like that. You know, when they have magnets with people's names or like the license plates, you know, that you buy at like a gift shop in a fucking airport somewhere or a pen or something. Yep. I love shit with my name on it. And
you can't ever find a Carly.
They don't make C-A-R-L-Y stuff either. Sometimes they're thrown in a K.
Sometimes they're thrown in a K. There's a couple I's.
Sometimes they throw in an E and I'm just like, hey,
let's keep it to what it is.
Let's keep it simple.
Let's not add it. Let's not make it anything that it's not.
Right.
Let's not do this thing that we're doing. I was thinking, because everyone has this filter now on Instagram, you know, the one with the fat lips.
Yes.
The huge one. I don't know if it's like an Instagram filter, if it's like I was going to say TJ Fridays, a TikTok filter. We should preface this with I am on a edible of a dosage that I'm not used to.
Yes. I'm drinking brewskis. It's the middle of the day. It's a Monday. It's 2021.
I mean, this is the new normal.
Yeah.
100%. Truly.
This is the most comfortable I am.
Is it?
Yes.
With Mia? Half of the podcast is just us wheezing.
Yes.
So the thought I had was how I am obsessed with face alterations. The past few months, I've been sending you the before and afters.
Right. A very Eastern European, you know, there's doctors in the US and then there's doctors in Eastern Europe. Okay. And there's a big differentiation there because the ones in Eastern Europe, I don't know if they are into witchcraft or something, but they're pulling miracles over there in, you know, I mean,
truly it's faces are being physically changed
from head to toe,
from head to toe, in Serbia, in Chernobyl,
in Istanbul,
in Kazakhstan, there are from sea to shining sea.
There are some gorgeous women out there.
Well, you can buy a gorgeous woman face.
Yes.
And I'm caught in the middle of, I send all the photos to you, all the literally before and after photos. The before photo is a grizzly bear accident. And the after photo is Miss Universe.
Truly.
And I don't know, where do you start that incision?
I know. And how much does it cost?
How much are you willing to pay?
Right. Because that also, I mean, to get even something small done, I would assume is some downtime, right? You're going to bruise, you're going to be swollen, it's painful, you lose like all this stuff. So I can't imagine what the in between the before and the after is like. It has to be excruciating and pain in your face. I mean, oh my God.
It's got to be so excruciating.
That happened to me the other day. That was like it hurt my feelings so much.
Please do. I will. Am I going to kill somebody?
You might.
Okay. Please do. Cause I'm on my period still. And I have that blood fury that I'd love to
see. I'm PMSing and I was very emotional this day. I was out in Brooklyn where I live and it started pouring rain. And I was like, I'm not walking home in the rain. So I stood under the overhang of this like bookstore and I called an Uber and I was waiting for my Uber. And I get a message when I check my phone that was like, hey, were you standing outside of this bookstore? Me and my boyfriend are having a debate whether it was you or not. So I responded to the girl and I'm like, yeah, it was me. And she's like, see, I told him. I'm like, well, why didn't he think it was me? Is it because I'm short? Because people have always said that to me, like, oh, you're so short. I thought you were tall. I'm like, first of all, why'd you think I was tall? I never said I was tall. I don't look tall. Like, I'm very short, very low. So I was like, oh, did he think I was going to be tall? And you want to know what she said? Jesse, it hurt my feelings so it's haunting me. She said, no, he couldn't believe it was you because you have such skinny little lips in person.
No way. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
No way, but you don't.
Girl, I wanted to say to her, but I didn't want her to know how upset I was about it. I wanted to be like, nobody's ever said that to me before.
But you have the greatest lips I have ever.
First of all, why would she say that? Even if he did say that, why would she be like, oh, he couldn't believe it was you because your lips look juicy on Instagram and in person they're thin. I'm like, what?
But even if she said the reverse, I knew it was you because your juicy lips, that I have an equal amount of issue with.
I
would prefer it, but I also have an equal amount of issue with.
Why?
Because it's like the attention to personal detail is a little jarring.
Right.
And I will say this, that what people find wrong in others is what they feel is wrong with themselves.
Right.
So this girl, we know what her insecurity is right out
the
gate. But
she said her boyfriend said it.
Well, then we know what his fucking insecurity is too.
Yeah, he's got skinny little lips.
But you have, without sounding like a pervert, I don't care, I'll sound like a pervert. You have the nicest mouth.
Really? Thank you
so
much.
I've said this to you so many, like you have the lips that girls point to on the chart in Chernobyl's.
In Chernobyl's waiting room.
Yeah, the day derm appointment that you do. I mean,
it just hurt my feelings so much. And I was like, oh, no. Because you know how they say, like, we don't see ourselves the way other people see us. So I was like, oh, maybe I've just been like, it's so crazy. And tell me if this has happened to you before, since we're talking about like face alterations and stuff like that. Has anybody ever said something to you and it becomes a major insecurity of yours on the internet?
Yes. And, there was this author, his name's Jim Quick. I don't know if you've heard of Jim. he's going to be on my podcast, but he was talking about how external conversations become internal conversations and okay. external words become internal words. And right. so when you hear things, it starts to become the truth.
Yes. It becomes a reality.
It does. The just the slightest utter of some bullshit. And you're like, and it's not even, it's something like how you look at yourself, like you were saying, how you see yourself is not how you look to the world. And in everything everyone sees, everything that's in plain sight, this is going to sound, everyone's going to be like, oh, her edibles, definitely.
Oh, it's hitting.
But literally I'll look at a teddy bear, right? I'm saying a teddy bear because there's a teddy bear on my bed right now. Mm-hmm. I am saying that confidently as a 38-year-old woman, or my 39. I don't know how old I am, but there's a point. I'm looking at this teddy bear, and the way I see this teddy bear is different than the way you're going to see the teddy bear.
Right.
Even right down to the color of things is different with each individual person.
Right, right. 100%.
And so it's like everyone has body dysmorphia and everyone has like vision dysmorphia. We just look at things and no one's looking at the thing the same way.
Right.
And when you talk about like that girl or that guy, him saying you have skinny lips. How did he say it?
She said that he was like, he couldn't believe it was you because your lips look so full and like juicy online, which okay. And you have such skinny lips in real life.
See, to me,
which is such a wild thing to say, but I wild. Guess I did ask her like, oh, why? I made a joke like, oh, did he think I was going to be tall or whatever?
But that's normal. The tall thing, the right. weight thing, especially because you and I do TV. So those things are always right, a scenario. Right. People just think we're Andre the Giants or something.
Truly.
But I feel like a couple things is happening there. And a couple really bad things is happening there, in my opinion.
Okay.
And it's like a generational, current technological issue in society where his perception of what lips should be is so fucking altered,
right?
And so like it's askew, it's wrong, it's dysfunctional, and it's right.
it's unrealistic,
it's all the things, it's so far-fetched, and it's because of this, like I call it the Kardashian nation, and we've been in it for 10 fucking years.
I
don't know what got them into it. Maybe they're the product of some other shit, but that's what it is. Like, he thinks your lips should be what, fucking inner tubes? But as yes. we started talking when we first started this podcast, I'm that filter, that fucking filter.
Yeah.
There are people out there who thinks it looks good.
Right.
There are people who think and look at that big swollen bee mouth and they're like, oh my God, that's hot. Or some guy's like, oh, it's fucking hot.
Right.
And it's not, it's an allergic reaction to something.
It's an allergic reaction. It's a bite from a stingray at that point.
It's Steve Irwin before he died. Yes. R.I.P. Do you know? We have big announcements. Okay. But do you remember, Carly, do you remember that fucking Steve Irwin joke I used to do about how he died?
What
and it was
it?
Oh, God, it's so funny because we've been doing stand-up for so long and like these jokes, especially after this year, not being on the road. I just was reminded of the stupid fucking Steve Irwin joke. And it's just, okay, the guy, it was a joke about death and how he died in the best scenario, in the best case scenario, doing right. what he loved.
Right.
Full fucking circle. He's in the ocean. He's literally killed by a creature he's studying. I guarantee you Steve Irwin would not have wanted to have been hit by a fucking car.
Right, right, right. Of course. And it's also just statistically, it was bound to happen to him. Eventually. It's like, you can't just be fucking with wildlife for your entire life. He made it a long time not dying. If I'm being honest.
Yes, it's such a good point.
On the job. You know I would have got bit by something.
You wouldn't.
Some rattlesnake or some type of alligator would have eaten me. I would not have lasted as long as he did. So just statistically, the man was going to die in the hands of nature.
He literally was. And you definitely would have died the first day tripping on a wire.
Exactly. And I would have rolled my ankle.
And landed inside an alligator.
Perished. just, you got to look at the numbers here. It was bound to happen. He was rolling the dice.
Literally, I remember doing that joke and having a couple people send me irate emails and messages afterwards.
Right.
And at that point, it's like, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get back to the face thing, but people, tell me how you feel about this, because we're both women. We've both been through a lot. But when it comes to like people canceling and getting offended, I have had a theory that it's A, you're bored, and B, you haven't been humbled by life. So a lot of time, no perspective, I'm pissed off because of something.
100%. 100%. It's, and I think we might have been in the last generation where we were, listen, everything's so much more catered to a sensitive person now. And I think that that's a good thing, but I also think that's not the real world, right? Like when we were in school, kids were still getting bullied and it sucked, but it was just like, some of us are the product of that.
Yes.
You know? And it's also, I wouldn't be who I am if I had grown up in an environment where there were no bad things allowed to be said. Like that's the harsh realities of life. And as much as you, as much as everybody kind of tries to cater to that, you end up, it's going to be worse when you get older and you get a taste of what reality is, you know, and what real struggle is and what bad people are, because at the end of the day, those things aren't going to go away. No matter how hard we try, it sucks, but it's the reality. It's life. It's the world.
It is. And you can't, by trying to erase the reality of existence and human nature, like you are saying, you're ill preparing your child for an enjoyable life.
100%. 100%. I think a lot of people who are comics, we wouldn't be funny.
Hell no. If we didn't have to like defend ourselves, if we didn't have to like be up against bullies, I question and I wonder if the anti-bully campaign isn't creating a larger issue on the other side.
Right.
Because kids shouldn't be assholes, but that is nature.
Right.
And also, hey, bud, hey, Tiff, hey, Tom, you don't want your kid to be an asshole? Fucking don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be an asshole and raise them to not be assholes and raise them to be kind to other people. That's all you can do that's in your control.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a kid, because right now I'm way too much of an asshole.
Right.
And I know that.
I have two dogs. Cats and I count them as I claim them on my taxes.
Are we going to die alone, but also not alone because we have a farm of cats, dogs, and animals?
I've been thinking about it a lot lately. And Jesse, I think that's what I want. I don't know that I ever want to be in a relationship. In my life, I'm not looking for it. I don't miss it. I'm just kind of like the opposite. I'm like, why would I want to do that?
It creates so many fucking obstacles. And let's be real. The first 3 months of a relationship are fucking fantastic. And I hold that notion with the relationship I had where I had to get a fucking restraining order. First 3 months. Mwah, what a trade.
It's bliss. It's bliss. It's euphoria.
The dick is so good. You're in the, you're dickmatized.
You're getting to know someone. They can't get enough of you. You can't get enough of them. Oh my God. I want to rip your fucking face off. Cause I love you. Okay. I want to murder you.
Yes. With love.
At that point.
And then there comes a point where they start to chew a certain way. And you're like, I got to get this motherfucker out of my house.
No. Yeah.
Why did I let this motherfucker into my house?
Get out of my, it's a home invasion at that point, because I don't want you here anymore.
You're breaking and entering.
Yeah.
You are breaking and entering. You are the white guy who wouldn't leave the house with that black couple, that movie. I think it was called Intruder. You are the white man.
Right.
In that movie. You're not allowed. Please leave.
100%.
So maybe all relationships should just be 3 months.
That's it. That's how I feel too. I feel like there are good, don't get me wrong. I think being in a healthy, stable relationship where you have trust.
Where is that?
I mean, I this is fairy tale. This is okay. Fairy tale vibes.
No, right, but now. Keep going. You're right.
Not Help. Something that we've really ever experienced, obviously, because we would be married.
You and I.
But you I think, I. You know, if you're in a healthy relationship. Imagine.
What?
Imagine.
What is it? I feel like a fucking owl. Who? Michelle and Obama?
Yes.
Who else?
That's it.
Tom and fucking Rita.
And Jerry.
Hanks. Oh, patient zero. COVID That's Tom patient Hanks and Rita zero. Wilson,
yes.
Who? Will and Jada? Okay, well, Jada's a lesbian and Will's a homosexual.
Okay, well,
nothing against it. Live your life, live your truth. Maybe they're swinging and dinging. But who the fuck is, what's healthy?
What is healthy? What is healthy?
What is, because I feel like a part of what's healthy for some people is a codependent scenario.
Right, which I hate and I don't play that game.
I don't like it at all. But then there's like, where's the fuck? There's such a give and take because at some point,
a line there.
Yeah, you come out of codependency and then you kind of want dependency. So where is the line between the codependency and the dependency? Because there's a point where it just switches.
Right, right.
Where it's like, okay, this is enough of space and love.
I look back on my past relationships and I'm like, I'm significantly happier alone. Like, and I mean that, and I'm not even trying to throw shade at anybody I've ever dated. It's like, it's relationships are so hard and you have to have equal give in the relationship, a give and a take. And there has to be balance, which is so rare to have equal balance in a relationship, right?
Yes. So it's such a good way to put it.
It causes so much like anxiety and stress and worrying. And you have to be, you know, like, it's just too much. And maybe I'm selfish for saying, like, I don't know if I want that. Unless I find somebody that's like the person that I'm willing to sacrifice my freedom for.
Okay?
And we're getting a little patriotic here.
God bless America.
God bless America. Support the troops.
Okay, Jimmy Buffett. Like, who? People come. Here's the other issue with it. Is people come to the relationship. And they're coming to the relationship in a suit or a dress or an outfit. Okay.
Right.
And it's the most perfect outfit. You're like, this is the greatest outfit.
First date outfit.
Perfect outfit brings out their eyes. It just looks so good. And they wear this outfit for like 3 months.
Right.
And then the outfit changes abruptly. And you're like, well, what is this now?
Right.
What's this? What is this scenario? Who's this person?
Who's this person that has holes in his hands, boxer briefs?
Right. And also a shirt stain, a very large shirt stain. Mm-hmm. Why are we, and is it a nature thing? Is it like some sort of like ingrained genetic approach to relationship where we all feel like we have to come with the greatest attributes that are lies? And then when we can't keep all that shit up, we're just left with our roots and our smelly balls. Why don't we just lead with those?
Well, I think
not gonna wear a dress
in my scenario where it's like I don't open up to people completely right away, but I do think that what I bring in the beginning, I'm pretty consistent. I'm not putting on some type of a farce for somebody to like me.
Yeah,
if and like and, me, that's fine.
Yeah, and that like that's the only way to do it. But there's been so many scenarios where and maybe it's just for me in my past where I was just terrible at choosing people. I mean, there's been a couple crushes I've had where you have been like, we need to get your hormones checked.
I'm like, girl, I think, have you checked your carbon monoxide alarm?
Did you chew on lead paint?
You got a leak in the house.
Is there black mold in your bathroom because you think he's attractive? Okay.
Yeah.
This brings me to hold that thought. So The police are coming for you. I was gonna say sorry about
the background. You've seen my house.
I've had this thought about friends and how people say things like, I love her because she doesn't judge me. And I think that's the worst type of friend. I think the best type of friend is a friend who fucking judges you, who goes, bitch, no.
What are we doing here?
You're not leaving. How are you going to leave the house like this?
Yes.
You can't let this person in your pussy. You can't put your foot in that shoe. You have to be judged.
Right. You recently said that to me and I still did it. You literally told me and not 24 hours later, I sent you a voice memo like, hey, what are you up to? I did the thing I said I wasn't going to do yesterday.
No one's going to know.
Having a nice trip.
They're never going to know.
They're never going to know.
But did I or did I not be like, nah?
You did. Did I listen? No. But that I doesn't appreciated matter. It. And you were being real with me. And to be fair, this particular instance, everyone said what you said.
Good.
You were like, girl, it's going to be a hard no. And I was like, okay.
I hard passed a few times.
I was like, okay. I got that.
I see. I feel what you're putting out and I appreciate it. So you gave everyone a hard no to their hard no.
Yes.
Which is pretty baller.
Pretty baller.
It's like almost like you were doing a clinical trial. A clinical trial of your own clit. And there were, I wish you guys could know all the details, but you can't because girl code. But there were so many intrinsic details of just decor that were jarring that we probably should have.
You said decor. It's not a lie.
No.
It's not a lie. And listen, like, I appreciate it. I appreciate the honesty. And also, going into that situation, I wasn't going in blind thinking this was going to be, you know what I'm saying? I knew.
You had trepidation.
What?
You had trepidation.
I did. And I agreed with you.
You did. And you even agreed with what I said and everybody else as well. Right.
And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that.
But you know what?
We laugh.
You know what?
We laugh.
I think about life and existence and evolution. Mm-hmm. None of it would occur without taking major risks.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to go against what everyone says to know where the limit is. And then
but
you
also,
go,
if you're going into it knowing that, see, it's in a romantic, you know, situation, you're going into it knowing that it's not going to be your husband or your boyfriend or whatever. You're kind of going in just like, whatever it is, what it is.
Yeah. And at that point, it's for the podcast. We put our pussies on.
We've all done it.
Have we?
I didn't invent this.
Are you sure?
Did I?
Huh?
Shut up.
Is that my breath? Huh? You guys get the patch in the mail? I just... A healthy relationship. But like, what is You know what? I was talking with Whitney one time, and I think it was when I was going through my breakup. And because my ex had done some work on her home, which is your first don't
put money in your ex's don't put money in your man's pocket if you guys are gonna break up. Okay? Don't introduce him to people you know. Don't get him a job. Don't fucking do that.
I still did.
You still did. you knew you guys were breaking up too. And you were like, I feel like I should probably put him in contact with some people I know. Get him, make him a little bit of money.
Someone needs a deck.
Yeah, one of my friends needs a deck. So I got the perfect guy for you.
Oh, God. He doesn't have a full deck himself.
Right.
But he's going to build you one. Don't worry.
He's missing a few planks up here. But he's got a hammer and nails. He'll help you out.
I remember I was complaining about like the emotional capacity and how there was none and there was no emotional depth. And Whitney goes, that's for your girlfriends. And it has stuck with me.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Yeah.
That maybe our biggest problem is we try to instill the values as women or as feminine that we get into a being that doesn't understand or have the receptors to receive the same right. types of values.
I think we're inherently nurturing.
Yes.
Just by nature. And I think that we want, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but there's definitely been times where I've met someone. I'm like, oh, I'm going to fix this.
Oh,
I'm going to fix this person.
Girl, I call it the HGTV syndrome.
But truly, truly.
We all at some point are fixer uppers.
Yeah, we're the property cousins or whatever they're called. We're trying to fix a bunch of shit.
We are.
So I think that that's just a part of our nature.
We have a guest. You lost my dog?
I think it is.
Okay. We lost Colin. Come here. Okay, tell everybody what you just told me.
We lost your dog.
You lost your dog?
You lost my dog?
Okay.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Did he run away?
Did he run away? Is he still gone?
Kip.
Is that a yep or is that a kip?
That's yep.
Okay. And when you grow up, are you going to create a career or marry someone?
Find Carlin.
What'd she say?
Find Carlin, which is my dog. So when she grows up, she's still going to be searching for right. my dog.
I'm a little worried about Carlin.
I'm not as concerned about Carlin because we got meats and cheeses.
Right. So he'll come back. He knows what time it is.
He'll come back. How long has he been gone?
Four long.
Wow.
And 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So go look for him and go look for him. I think he's in the woods. Okay. I'll go get him. Go in the woods. Put on some boots and go in the woods and find my dog.
Don't send her in the woods.
Don't come back until you get my dog.
Don't send her in the woods.
It worked out fine for Hansel and Gretel. They got snacks. I think one of them died, but there were two.
Right.
I think that's the whole point. I'm just going to check my phone to make sure Carlin's not gone forever. Okay, Emily has called me twice. Hold on. This will be fun. We're going to keep all this in.
I'm going to get another beer. Hold on.
Did Carlin come upstairs? And then she said, never mind. So I think the dog's fine. Get another beer.
Should you text her my hair? Speaking of Hansel and Gretel.
You look like both Hansel and Carl. Okay, so I want to discuss, and Carly's going to be back in a minute, but when we first started recording, one of my big issues has been with my obsession with the face alteration is not reflective on me wanting to alter my face. I am naturally intrigued by certain things, and I'm intrigued by someone's desire to want to alter their face so much so that it looks like a better distant relative.
Right.
And so the filter, the fat face, fat lipped filter thing
right.
is just, like I can't even, that's really good. That's exactly what it looks like. It's all funny and hilarious, but there are people literally paying
walking around like that.
And there was this, you know, the woman with the biggest cheekbones in the world.
Yes.
Did I send you her face? And everyone thought it was a filter. And everyone was like, yo, it's a filter. It's a filter. I go, no, look at the way the light hits that. And we all know filters are face recognition apps. And when you put right. your face down, the filter goes away. Well, this bitch's cheeks were still out too. She looked like if she ran fast, she could take flight.
Oh, 100%. 100%. She would be airborne. She'd be airborne. 100%.
And like, okay, so here's a serious question. Because I feel like I've asked seven and I've only answered two. Who made the Kardashians the way they were? Because I really do feel like they took on a lot of the brunt mm-hmm. of being responsible for this alteration movement.
Right.
So who would have, why did they do that to their faces? Because when I look at society now, I can just point to them. And be right. like, it was them.
Right. I mean, you go to Miami, you go to parts of LA, like it's clones. It's clones of them.
It is everywhere. It's truly clones. They got the hair and the same structure. There's literally a guy who's just, you know, there's people who do like Bigfoot molds in yeah. the woods. There's people doing Kardashian molds 100%. In Beverly Hills.
I'm sure you should get a plastic surgeon on the podcast and ask them how many people show them pictures of Kardashians.
We could do that.
Because I bet you it would be like 90%.
It probably would.
Yeah. It's this whole like culture of, I think it also coincides because there is a parallel with social media. Right. And this right. whole fake world that everybody's living in where everything's photoshopped and there's a filter on it and nobody has any pimples. And it's just this like very fake world that we're living in. Right.
I have a giant one right here.
Girl, I have a bunch. I'm breaking out from my freaking mask.
Me too. Just showing everybody. I have a chimple.
But I think that it coincides with that. It's the mix of this whole culture of getting plastic surgery and changing your body and changing your face goes along with this fake world that people are putting out to on social media to everybody. That's it's just not real.
It's not.
Just like, it's everybody's trying to flex, but they really don't have, and I'm not even being a hater. It's just no, what you're I've 100% observed.
Right. Everyone's trying to fucking
everybody's flex. Trying to be a celebrity. And that's like what it is. And I think that it's congratulated in the society that we live in. You know, there's careers off of looking like a Kardashian, and they make a lot of money off of looking like Kardashians, and they have millions of followers off of that. So it's just kind of, we're the reason, everyone collectively is the reason that these people are famous.
Right, because everyone. We're paying for
and everyone's watching it. Their show, and everyone's buying their shit that they're coming out with and following them and it's all promo. Whether you hate them or not, it's promoting them.
It is.
It's promoting this kind of like toxic, like unattainable life and beauty standards that are just so toxic and just terrible.
And have nothing to do with true beauty. Like if you read the art of seduction or anything that has to do with attaining a mate or a significant other or putting out energy, none of it mentions a new chin.
No.
All the sexiness and when you in nature, even though there's a lot of colorful creatures, most of which are the males, a lot of the allure is an almost intangible essence. It's an essence. It's an right. aura.
It's an energy. 100%. 100%.
And you can't, there's no prosthetic for energy.
No.
You can't fucking do plastic surgery for energy.
Right. Like, that's something you got to work on. That's something that's very real.
And the scary part is the very nature of social media, the congratulatory likes and follows that are associated with having a certain type of platform and output is encouraging the illness.
Exactly.
It's exacerbating the time, the outcome of having more surgeries done and altering your face more. If right. I post this picture with this angle and this lighting, I'm going to get this amount of likes. And it just creates this really false. Your image of yourself gets put through so many fucking filters.
Right.
And the person who you really are is lost in all of that. And then you don't even know who you really are after going through all these different layers as like a teenage girl.
Right. And also it doesn't make you, it doesn't solve any of the problems that you have in here.
No,
it doesn't. Like, I know I have a few friends that were like, I've always been flat chested. I want to get a boob job. And then they got a boob job and they hated it. And it's like, that doesn't fix. And listen, I'm all for surgery. I think everybody should do whatever they want. It's your body. I don't give a shit. I'm just saying I've known people that have gone to those lengths and to those kind of extremes and not liked the outcome and said, like, I wish I never did this. I want to go back to the way I was before, because it doesn't, sometimes you think it's going to fix a problem. It's going to fix the way that you perceive yourself, but it doesn't. It doesn't.
It makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
Because you're not, I think the true goal is to feel content. I think happiness is an emotion, and like emotions, they're fleeting and they evolve and revolve.
Right.
But contentment is more of like a lifestyle. And if you are constantly adding things to achieve an unrealistic emotion like happiness, you get further and further away from contentment, because true contentment comes from taking stuff away.
Right. And feeling it and going through it.
Yes.
And that's the hard stuff. That's shit you can't buy. That's, you have to sit in your sadness or in your misery or your depression or your insecurities and get through them. And you grow as a person, you become a better person, and you end up, like you said, being content with who you are. And I think everyone goes through that.
Yeah. And then we talk about having a healthy relationship. Well, that's why there's not a lot of healthy ones.
Right.
Because the relationship that should be the healthiest is the one with yourself.
Right.
And if you keep adding shit to you, how are you going to find you? You're underneath all the phoniness.
Right. Do you, I think that I have a really healthy, positive relationship with myself and love for myself. And I think you do too.
You 100%. And that's why we're friends, because the first thing I think is the greatest thing about you. Well, I can't say the first thing because there's so many things that come to mind. But the thing that I think about is how you don't take yourself seriously, but you also respect yourself.
Right.
And that those two things need to exist for each other to exist.
Yes.
Where you are able to joke about yourself and you're humble, but you also demand a certain level of respect.
Yeah. And I don't let anybody walk all over me.
No. Unless you're just feeling like you want a little toes in your back. You might want a little toe in your back. Who are you to say?
Who are you to say?
You don't deserve a little toe? I don't mind someone walking on my back. I don't fucking mind it. Oh my God. Okay, wait. Okay. I'm gonna be a little revealing. Okay. So I met a guy. I don't know what to call him because it's very early. But we got a massage. We were in Reno. There's a lot happening. Okay. But I realize this.
When were you in Reno?
I realize I said a lot.
What?
I love that the
one thing. You're like, what? You went to Reno, Nevada with a guy to get a massage? Okay. Was this recent? Is this the guy I'm thinking it is? You guys went to fucking Reno, girl? Why? Go to Vegas. Is it a discount? You got a discount in a massage place?
I can't say why. That's for the next episode.
Girl, stay in LA at that point.
We didn't go for the massage.
Reno, which if anyone's ever been to Reno, it's like one big gas station, but it's very hot.
And it has some really great secondhand shops.
Yeah, some good secondhand shops. That I've never been to. That actually makes me want to go to Reno. No, I've only been to Reno once. I did like a college there.
You'd love the secondhand shops. Yes, I can imagine.
There?
Yes, I can. And if I don't master in meth, it was a waste.
Right.
If I don't master in some, if I can't create crack from two leaves, a stick, and a cube of sugar, you failed me. The education system failed me.
Exactly. And I want my money back. I want my tuition money back.
I want all my tuition money back because I'm going into my stepdad / new boyfriend's RV and I'm cooking a motherfucker truly up.
Walter White.
Walter White sat. I was in Reno.
Yeah.
I got a
massage. Okay. And you were judging me before. But you went to Reno. Okay.
I got the greatest massage of my life.
Yeah.
It was orgasmic. It was so good. And it was this older Asian man. And the thing that was, it wasn't awkward, but this guy and I, it was a massage, but they put us in a couple's room.
Okay.
Which I feel like maybe there's something wrong with me. Where I'm like,
I don't like that.
Right.
No. I did that one time with my ex and he was so fucking annoying the entire time. The entire time. Okay. We were getting massages, these like Thai massages where they walk on your back and they do all these crazy things. This man, Jesse, he was being so embarrassing. He kept going like this. Oh, and I'm like, ugh. And then three times throughout the massage, he was like, hold on, I got to drink water, and got up and drank water.
What is he lost in the wilderness?
I'm like, it's an hour. You had to get up three times and drink fucking water, dude. Also, why are you moaning like that? It's embarrassing.
I will say, see, that's why I wanted a room alone. I was moaning.
Listen, a little something is understandable, especially
mine
if
was from pain.
Knots.
Mine was from pain.
Right. If you got some knots and they're getting them out, it's like, oof, okay, I like you.
So the Asian guy was able
in a sexual way.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No. No.
He's not the one.
No, if he's moaning sexually in a massage, he's not the one. And if he's not at least sending you a cute message like, how's your day? What's going on?
Right.
What are you up to? Just a little bit here and there, he's not the one.
He's not the one.
And also, can I elaborate on he's not the one?
Yes.
If you haven't made yourself the one, you'll never find the one.
Right.
100%.
100%.
150%.
You got to live in the end, they say.
Ooh. What does that mean?
Live in the place that you eventually want and pretend that it's happening now.
Ooh.
Like, live in the end. Like, this person, I'm in a happy, committed relationship with this person. And it's kind of like... They have the law of attraction, then they have the law of assumption,
ooh,
which I feel like I'm about to go on a rant here, but I'll try and sum it up. It's just kind of like, you don't know what somebody's thinking of you. And even if you have this like thought in your head of, oh, they're thinking this negative thing about me, or they don't really like me or whatever, you don't know that. You're just assuming that. So change those assumptions to a positive thing. Like, this person really likes me. This person wants to be with me, whatever, X, Y, and Z. And you live in the end of the relationship, if we're talking about relationships, but it could be in any scenario. You could do it with your business.
Yes. It's like the secret.
It's like the secret. It's like the secret.
You have to create, and it has a lot to do with like internal words creating the external world, where what you think and say to yourself is what you can create. And as woo-woo as that sounds, when you open your eyes and you go and look at a place that's there, a building, a house, someone thought of that,
right,
and created it,
right?
How are feelings about yourself and confidences any different?
Right. No, it's true. Because if you put out negative, you get back negative. It's just, it's the law of physics at that point.
At that point, it's fucking Sir Figman Newton.
So you ever meet people that are just miserable?
Yes.
And it's because they put that out. And then happen to them, and they just sit in it and live in it, and they breathe better if there's a negative like world going on around them.
And you can, and they give off like there's an odor, you know, those people, if you live a certain way, you can see the opposite.
Right.
You can sense that energy, especially if you've also been in relationships or in scenarios where you've had to combat that type of energy in a very personal way. You are so sensitive to it.
100%.
But like, it's so hard, I feel, for people, because we want to have, most of us besides you and I, who are fine dying alone with our two cats, our three dogs. Well, maybe two. I don't know if I have three.
Right. We don't know if he's back yet.
We don't know where Carlin is. He could be up with the coyotes, and that's fine, because you get a lot.
He's a big boy. Missing.
He's a big boy. He's got a good nose. He'll fucking sniff his way home. If you know, I forget what my point was.
You were saying that most people want to be in a healthy relationship.
Yes, most people want to be in a healthy relationship. Yes, aside from you and I. But again, the journey to get there, you have to unpack all your own shit and 100%. Sit in your shit. You got to sit in your shit like a fucking farm cattle.
Yeah, otherwise your next relationship is going to suck.
Suck so hard, because you're going to have those great 3 fucking months where he's like fingering you under the table and he gets you a breakfast burrito and he wants to meet your mom. And then 4 months later, you realize he's got like priors and he owes a bunch of money and he fucked one of your friends and your heart's already involved.
Right. Yeah. Been there, done that.
We've all been there, done that. So the solution is to stay single with a lot of animals.
Stay single with animals. It's unconditional love. You don't have to fucking bail anybody out of jail. You're fine.
You're going to be fine.
I don't need anybody. That's the thing. And that's when you get into a healthy, stable relationship, right? When you don't need someone.
Fuck.
If you go from one relationship to the next relationship, there's a saying, okay? It's if you carry the bricks, you're going to build the same house. Right? And that's exactly what it is. If you don't let that shit go, you're going to end up in the same scenario that you were in before.
Fuck. What if you got linoleum?
Well, that's a different story.
What if all you got is aluminum siding?
Right.
How many bricks can you carry? It's like, this is going to be a small house, but it's going to be fucking.
But that's the significance. It weighs on you. It weighs on you, and it's just on your shoulders, and you have all this shit that you can't let go of. Just let it go. Let it go. You don't need anybody. I don't need anybody in my life. No. I have my friends that I love. I have my family that I love. And
your growing cat collection.
Sorry?
Your growing cat collection.
Yes, I have two felines. Two felines, my sweet boys. And I got so lucky. I got the two best cats in the whole wide world. I love them so freaking much.
Do you remember when?
Oh, God.
Do you remember when Bobbert threw a lighter at my forehead?
Right. Yeah, he pounced on you from above.
I felt like I was leapt on by a jaguar.
Yeah, and you were trying to sleep and he jumped on your face.
Yeah, it was 3 a.m., and he decided that he should throw a Bic lighter at my forehead and then go after said Bic lighter.
And it was so funny, because when you got here, you were like, oh, is Robert going to sleep with us? I'm like, you don't know what that means. That comes with abuse. It comes with Robert wakes up sometimes and he chooses violence. And Stanley too. Stanley Tucci, he does that too. He wakes up and he says, you know what? I'm going to fuck it up today. I'm going to fuck it up.
Guys, we're gonna fuck it up.
We're gonna fuck it up.
We're very close to telling you what we're doing. I think maybe one more regular episode. Maybe I'll go on Carly's and then we'll say what we're doing.
Would love.
But we're weeks away.
Weeks away.
From telling you what we're doing.
Mere weeks.
Basically, we're gonna give you shit to do for the whole year, no matter where you live. No matter what you do for a living, no matter what your financial situation is.
Right.
We're going to be giving you some real entertainment, some real fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are going to love it. Something that's been cooking for a long time, too.
Almost the entire quarantine.
Right. And also almost our entire friendship.
That's true. That's a good point. It has been cooking. Things take time to take fruition, to come to fruition. And, that's what Sue's just going to make it more fun and better, because her and I have both been in this industry for a long time and have learned what works for us. And what works for us is us just listening to what we want to do and how we want to do it. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And you guys, this is us coming out as a couple.
Right. Right. This is us coming out of the closet.
But then going back in because honestly, there's two cats. Goals.
Don't sleep on that. Don't put that idea to bed yet.
You and I as a couple.
I don't think we would. I don't think we would have. I don't think that we would be romantically involved.
Rude.
But I think that we would. I think that we could. I could live with you.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go crazy.
Me too.
Which I think says a lot.
Well, because we both like having 75 plants around us.
We like having plants. We're the same girl. I feel like we were on the road together for so long. There's only two people in this world that I would say like I could live with you and I wouldn't go crazy. And it's you and my friend Ashley. Where. Yeah.
And I'd live with Ashley.
What?
And I would live with Ashley.
And you would live with Ashley.
We could all live together.
That's kind of how I feel. I'm like, listen, is Grace and Frankie in my future? I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
That's the goal.
My fucking cousin goes, are we Butch and Lou? And Butch is my dad and Lou is her grandfather. Mm-hmm. Like my dad and his brother. She's like, are we going to be Butch and Lou? And I was like, if we're fucking lucky.
If we're lucky.
Are you kidding me right meow?
Or are you kidding me? That's kind of how I feel. Grace and Frankie, they had it all figured out.
They did.
Right?
Their husbands were gay. They're like, let's fucking move into the beach. Let's
get a beach house.
Let's move in. And by the way, I think both of us are Grace and Frankie because no... I can't say you're Grace. I know I'm definitely Frankie, but you're also definitely Frankie.
Right. So, we're Frankie and Frankie.
Yeah. With a touch of Grace.
With a little touch of Grace. Grace is fabulous.
Grace is fabulous and we have that fabulous energy, but we're cool in overalls and smoking weed and like hanging out and painting seashells.
Right. Like painting.
Well, I should probably go see if I have another dog.
Right.
And make sure that like my niece didn't actually go into the woods because I don't know where everybody is. We come in this house and everyone's on edibles at this point.
Right. Even the kids.
She was just expressing herself. It was just an edible.
She's on mushrooms. You made her lunch. It was Sour Patch Kid edibles and mushrooms.
I'm available.
What'd you say?
I burped into the microphone. I was going to say I'm available for babysitting. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think the edibles went to a whole nother level.
They did. Wait. Okay. So tell everyone else where to find you. But there might be two people listening that are like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Okay. So
tell those two people.
You two people. You can follow me at Carly Aquilino. On Instagram, I'm not really like active on Twitter, but you could do it on Twitter and on TikTok. I'm Fashion Girl 42069.
And she's so fucking funny on TikTok. I was gonna say Quick Talk. You are so fucking funny on TikTok. I have such anxiety around it.
I do too. I go through things with it. I haven't posted anything in a long time, and then I posted something the other day that I didn't really. I don't know. I go in and out with it. Sometimes I love it. Sometimes I don't. But follow me on it.
You should follow her. She's funny. And then we'll tell you what's going on in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, you guys will hear. You guys will hear from us again soon.
You'll hear from us again soon to tell you our big information, our news. But I love you.
Love you.
My chimple loves you too.
I'll kiss that little thing right on its little face.
You just kiss it and tell you love it.